ಭಕ್ತಿಗಳಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲೇ స్వయం రూపం కళామయం దాతి శోభాంతి వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాశ్రమ శ్రీరూపం సగ్రదాత సగణ రఘునాథ నీతంత సజీవం సాధైతం సావధు పరిజన సైతం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదం సగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖానివాస హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి నమస్తే తత్వకంచవృందావలీశ్వరీ వృషవామి హరి మంచాకల్పతరువేషు శివాసింధు పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవే విష్ణుప్రేమయుతే కృష్ణాయో కృష్ణ చైతన్యనామ్నే గౌరతుయిషే నమః యద్వైతం బ్రహ్మ పరిషది తదప్యశ్యతనువా యాత్మంతర్యామి పురుష తోస్యాంశో విభవ శరీశ్వర్యపూర్ణదయి భగవాన్ స్వయమయం నా చైతన్యాత్ కృష్ణగద పరతత్వం పరమేయం రాధాకృష్ణ పరియమి నాదినీ శక్తిరస్మ లేకాత్మనామీ భువి దేహభేదం గతౌ చైతనాఖ్యం ప్రకటమగుణా తద్వయం చైత్యమాసం రాధాభావీ నామీ కృష్ణ శ్రీనాదవతం నిజగుప్తీతం సుప్రీమనామామృతమృ ఆపామరం జోవితార గౌరకృష్ణదని స్తమం ప్రపద్యే గౌరవసరితాం తాం కవిధి గౌరం సదైవ సువే గౌరేణ పతితం రహస్యవదన్ గౌరాయ సర్వం దదే గౌరాదస్తీ కృపాళురత్ర నా పరో గౌరస్య వృత్యోభవం గౌరీ గౌరవమాచరామి భగవన్ గౌరప్రభో రక్షమా మాధుర్యై మధుబీ సువన్నివదన స్వర్ణాంబుజానంబనం కారుణ్యామృత నిర్ధరైరుపతి సత్ప్రీమ హేమాచల మత్తంబోధరణీ విజయిని నిష్కంప సంపాభి దేవో నా కులదైవ విజయతాం చైతన్య కృష్ణ హరి అదానులంబిత కనకావ్రాత సంకేతనేక కమలాయతాఖ్య విశ్వంబర ధర్మపాళ వందే జగత్ప్రియకర కరుణావతార అనాపీతరించిన కరుణయావతిన్న కళౌ సమర్పయితమున్నతజలరసాం సోభక్తి శ్రియం హరీపురకసుందరీ కదంబ సందీపిత సదా హృదయ కందరే పురతి సచినం శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవత్వము శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య హరి కృష్ణ 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 హరి హరి শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দেব রতিমতি ভাবে প্রেম কর তোর চৈতন্য দেব রতিমতি ভাবে বাবু দীপে অবধরি রাধা ভাব অঙ্গিত তার কান্তি অঙ্গের অবধরি রাধা ভাব অঙ্গিত কান্তি অঙ্গের মন্দির নিজ কাধিকার প্রাণ পতি কিভাবে কান্দিন বুঝিব কত সমাজ অধম কৃষ্ণ বাছিল জাতিয়ে দিলে কোল উত্তম অধম কৃষ্ণ আনন্দ ইমন গৌরাঙ্গী হৃদয় ধরিয়া বল গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ লহ গৌরাঙ্গের নাম গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ গৌরাঙ্গ বলিছি হই আমার প্রাণরি জনা গৌরাঙ্গ বলিছি হই আমার প্রাণরি জনা গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ লহ গৌরাঙ্গের নাম রে ভদ গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ লহ কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরি হরি রাম 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 হরি 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরি রাম হরি রাম রাম হরি কৃষ্ণ হরি কৃষ্ণ 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 হরি হরি রাম হরি রাম 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 হরি 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 সেব পাদম ভগবতি লভ্য প্রেমাভিধান পরম পুমর্থ তসমী জগন মঙ্গল মঙ্গল চৈতন্য চন্দ্রায় নমো নমস্তে চৈতন্য চন্দ্রায়। ఆనంద లీళామయ విగ్రహ ఇలాభదివ్యో ఛవి శృంగ తస్మై మహాప్రేమో రస ప్రదాయ చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే చైతన్య. జన్నాత్మ కర్మ నిష్ఠై నచ సమధిగతం జత్తప ధ్యాన జుగైర్ వైరాగీ త్యాగస్తత్వస్తుతి విరపి నత కీర్తం చాపి కశ్చి గోవింద ప్రేమ భాదంగపి నచ కళితం రహస్యం రహస్యం స్వయం చ నామ్నీ ప్రాదురాసి అవతరతి పరిదత్తతం నామీ గౌరవం. కర్మనిష్టా తప ధ్యాన అష్టాంగ జోగరి କିମ୍ବା ବୈରାଗ୍ୟସ୍ତବ କର୍ମ ତ୍ୟାଗରେ ଗୋବିନ୍ଦ ପ୍ରେମଶାଳୀମାନଙ୍କର ଯେଉଁ ଗୃହତତ୍ଵ ଗୋଚର ଥିଲା ତାହା ଗୌରଚନ୍ଦ୍ରଙ୍କ ଉଦୟରେ କେବଳ ନାମରେ ସେ ପ୍ରେମ ପ୍ରକାଶ ହେଲା. ସେ ଗୌରଚନ୍ଦ୍ରଙ୍କୁ ପ୍ରଣାମ କରୁଛି. ଶ୍ରୀ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ଆୟ ନମ ନମସ୍ତେ ନମ ନମସ୍ତେ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ଆୟ ନମ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ଆୟ ନମ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଚରିତାମୃତ ଆଦି ଲୀଳା ଦଶମ ପରିଚ୍ଛେଦ ନାରାୟଣ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଏକ ବଡ଼ ଉଦାର ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଚରଣ ବିନୁ ନାହିଁ ଶ୍ରୀମାନ ଶ୍ରୀମାନ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ସାଧା ରୈଜ ପ୍ରଭୁ ଭୂତ୍ୟ ଶ୍ରୀମାନ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ପ୍ରଭୁ ନିଜ ଭୃତ୍ୟ ଦେଉଟି ଧରେ ନେ ପ୍ରଭୁ କରି ନୃତ୍ୟ ଦେଉଟି ଧରେ ନେ ପ୍ରଭୁ କରି ନୃତ୍ୟ ଶୁକ୍ଳାମ୍ବର ବ୍ରହ୍ମଚାରୀ ବଡ଼ ଭାଗ୍ୟବାନ ଯାର ଅନ୍ନ ମାଗିକାରି ଖାଇଲା ଭଗବାନ ଯାର ଅନ୍ନ
ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଏକ ବଡ଼ ଇ ଉଦାର ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଚରଣ ବିନୁ ନାହିଁ ଜାଣେ ଆର୍ ନାରାୟଣ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଫୋର୍ଟିନ୍ଥ ବ୍ରାଞ୍ଚ ଏ ଗ୍ରେଟ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଲିବରାଲ ଡିଭୋଟି ଡିଣ୍ଟ ନୋ ଏନି ସେଲ୍ଟର ବଟ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଲୋଟସ୍ ଫିଟ୍ ନାରାୟଣ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ୱାନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ଆସୋସିଏଟ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଶ୍ରୀବାସ ଠାକୁର ଇଜ୍ ମେନ୍ସନ୍ଡ ଇନ୍ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଭାଗବତ ନାଇନ୍ ଚାପ୍ଟର ଭର୍ସ 93 ଦାଟ୍ ହି ୱେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ସୀ ଶ୍ରୀ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ପୁରୀ ଶ୍ରୀବାସ ଠାକୁର ବ୍ରଦର ଶ୍ରୀ ରାମ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଶ୍ରୀମାନ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଶାଖା ପ୍ରଭୁ ନିଜ ଭୃତ୍ୟ ଦେଉଟି ଧରେ ଜବେ ପ୍ରଭୁ କରେ ନୃତ୍ୟ ଦି 15th ବ୍ରାଞ୍ଚ ୱାଜ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମାନ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ହୁ ୱାଜ୍ କନ୍ଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଟ ସର୍ଭିଟର ଅଫ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ୟୁଜ୍ ଟୁ କ୍ୟାରି ଏ ଟର୍ଚ୍ଚ ୱାଇଲ୍ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ ଡ୍ୟାନ୍ସଡ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମାନ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ୱାଜ୍ ଏମଙ୍ଗ ଦି କମ୍ପାନିଅନ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ୱେନ୍ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ ପରଫର୍ମ ସଂକୀର୍ତ୍ତନ ୱେନ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଡ୍ରେସ୍ଡ ଇନ୍ ଫର୍ମ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ଗଡେସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଲକ୍ଷ୍ମୀ ଡ୍ୟାନ୍ସଡ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦି ଷ୍ଟ୍ରିଟ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ନବଦୀପ ଶ୍ରୀମାନ ପଣ୍ଡିତ କ୍ୟାରେଡ୍ ଏ ଥଟ୍ ଟୁ ଲାଇଟ୍ ଦି ୱେ ଶୁକ୍ଳାମ୍ବର ବ୍ରହ୍ମଚାରୀ ବଡ଼ ଭାଗ୍ୟବାନ ଯାହାର ଅନ୍ନ ମାଗି କାଢ଼ି ଖାଇଲା ଭଗବାନ ଦି 16th ବ୍ରାଞ୍ଚ ଶୁକ୍ଳାମ୍ବର ବ୍ରହ୍ମଚାରୀ ୱାଜ୍ ଭେରି ଫର୍ଚ୍ୟୁନେଟ୍ ବିକଜ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଜୋକିଙ୍ଗଲି ଆର୍ ସିରିୟସ୍ଲି ବେଗ୍ଡ ଫୁଡ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ହିମ୍ ଆର୍ ସମ୍ ଟାଇମ୍ସ ସ୍ନାଚ୍ଡ ଇଟ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ହିମ୍ forcibly and ate it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, it is stated that Shuklambra Mahacharya, an inhabitant of Navadip, was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first companion in Sankirtan movement. When Lord Chaitanya returned from Gaya after initiation, he stayed with Shuklambra Mahacharya because he wanted to hear from this devotee about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Shuklambra Mahacharya collected alms of rice from the inhabitants of Navadip, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took pleasure in eating the rice that he cooked. It is said that Shuklambra Brahmachari was one of the wives of the jogging brahmanas during the time of Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. Lord Krishna begged foodstuffs from the wives of jogging brahmanas, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed a similar pastime by begging rice from Shuklambra Brahmachari. Narayana Pandita Ekabada Yudha ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଚରଣ ବିନୁ ନାହିଁ ଜାଣେ ଆର୍ କି ଶ୍ରୀ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଚରିତ୍ର ଆମର ତ ଆଜିର ଆଦର୍ଶ ଗୌରାଙ୍ଗୀର ମଧୁର ଲୀଳା ଯାହାର କରଣେ ପ୍ରବେଶିଲା ହୃଦୟ ବିଶୁଦ୍ଧ ବେଲ ତାର ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଲୀଳା ଇଜ୍ ସୋ ସ୍ୱିଟ୍ ନେକ୍ଟାରିଆନ୍ ଲୀଳା Someone is fortunate enough, only he could hear such sweet nectarian leelas of Mahaprabhu. If it enters into his ears, then his heart will be cleansed of all material dust contamination. Heart will be purified. If someone is not fortunate, he cannot hear it. This sweet nectarian leelas of Gauranga Mahaprabhu never enter into his ears. He is most unfortunate fellow. Mahasriman Mahaprabhu is wonderfully merciful, wonderfully munificent, wonderfully magnanimous. His leelas, he has manifested such thing in his leelas. Many places, his bhojan leela is there. The Mahaprabhu accepts food, bhojan leela. Here he says, Mahaprabhu, the 16th Vans Shuklambara Brahmachari was very fortunate because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jokingly, seriously begged food from him or sometimes snatched it from him forcibly and ate it. You understand? Bhojan Leela, eating pastime. Mahaprabhu's eating pastime, Bhojan Leela. You'll find such pastimes also. Once Mahaprabhu manifested that pastime in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. Every year, during this time, rainy season, 4 months, the bhaktas, devotees from Bengal, Gauradesh, used to come to Jagannath Puri. You understand, when Mahaprabhu was there, taking a sannyas, staying there. And still, these devotees are coming, lots of time. And they stay 4 months, you understand, 4 months, whole rainy season, they stay here. They associate with Mahaprabhu, they see Lord Jagannath. In Ratha Yatra time, Mahaprabhu does kirtan and dance, nirtya kirtan, before Lord Jagannath, before chariot. Do you understand my language? With the devotees, they take part in it. Then after 4 months, taking permission from Mahaprabhu, they go back to their respective villages in Gauravis, in Bengal. So, 1 year, all devotees of Bengal went back. Then Sarvabhum Bhattacharya came and requested Mahaprabhu. The devotees of Gauravis had already gone now. As long as the devotees of Gauravis, Bengal, were there, Mahaprabhu was taking bhikkha, that means accepting prasad, from their houses one after another, this way, spending 4 months. Mahaprabhu was sannyasi, so he was accepting bhikkha. So when they left, the Sarvabhattacharya came and requested Mahaprabhu, I have come to invite you. To take bhikkha in my house for 1 month. But Mahaprabhu said, no, 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 I cannot do it, I am sannyasi. This is not sannyas dharma. For 1 month continuously I'll take, no, no, that cannot be. Then Sarvabhum requests, all right, please take bhikkha for 20 days at least. Then Mahaprabhu, no, 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 that's not sannyas dharma, no, so long days I cannot. I should be kept from the house. Then he refused. Then Sarvabhum requested, all right, please accept bhikkha for 15 days. Then Mahaprabhu said, no, 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 only 1 day I will accept bhikkha in your house, not 15 days. Then Sarvabhum fell flat at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and requested, please accept bhikkha at least for 10 days. But Mahaprabhu refused, no, 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 I cannot do it. This I am sannyasi. At last then, all right, I'll accept bhikkha only for 5 days. He decided. So, such was the conversation between them. And the very day, then Mahaprabhu said, all right, from today I'll take bhikkha from your house. It was, you see, it was still midday. Then Sarvabhum immediately came to his house, asked his wife, Mahaprabhu would come now, after taking his bath, everything, and Nika, to accept bhikkha in our house. So please, prepare food for Mahaprabhu. So Sarvabhum Bhattacharya's wife immediately started cooking. She was also a great devotee of Mahaprabhu. With much pleasure, she started cooking, and Bhattacharya helped her. Many varieties of nice fellow table food they prepared. You understand? Very nice rice, fine rice, scented rice, and the scented, tasty cow ghee was also, the whole rice was soaked with it. Different, many varieties of sabji were prepared. Ten varieties of saag were prepared. Neem leaf sukta was prepared. And marichar jhao, what do you say? Lanka, what you say? Chili. one preparation of chili, chow, chana bada, the cheese, sabzi, body ghol, you know, the body one type of, you see, prepared from giri. What is in English? I don't know. You only hear. Dugdha tumbi, dugdha kusmanda, besara, lafra, mocha ghanta, this banyan flower. It's a banana flower, plantain flower. Mocha ghanta, that one sabji and mocha bhaja, fried mocha. And vividha sakar, vruddha kusmanda body, the vyanjana upar, full body, phala, mula, varieties of fruits and roots. Then, dhrushta vartaki, begun, brinjal, fried with neem leaves. Do you understand? Nava nimba patra sa dhrushta vartaki. Brinjal, fried with newly come out neem leaves. That is one variety. Then full body, patol bhaja, patol, you fry patol here, patol frying. Kusmando manchaki, do you understand? Kusmando pumpkin, cut in this circular, very thin pieces. And manchaki one type of, mano saru. What you say in English? Saru, I don't know. You find here. Alum? Alum. That is also circular pieces, very thin pieces. They are fried. Then bhrushta masa mudga supa. That means kalk is dal. Fried mung dal and unfried mung dal. That varieties. Then madhuramala, chutney. Then varamala diamala. Six varieties are prepared. Then mudga vada, mas vada, kala vada, misto, khirapuli, narikarapuli. Many varieties of sweet preparations. Then kanji vada, dugdha chida, dugdha laklaki. Many varieties of preparations. You understand? You count so many varieties. They are cakes, varieties of cakes. Prepare. Then ghruta sikta paramanna. Then fine rice soaked with ghee, cow ghee, paramanna, sweet rice. Then champa kadali, ghana dugdha amra misrita, suswadu khadya. One type of plantain, banana is there, so champa kadali, small variety, very sweet. Then condensed milk, then mango juice. Do you understand? All mixed together, very palatable food was prepared. Then rasala mathita dadhi, then varieties of, what to say, jogrut. Dadhi, sandesh. Variety of sandesh, so many preparations, variety of preparations they made. The Oriya preparations and Bengal preparations, every type of preparation they made, sunna. Then Bhattacharya spread a nice asan for Mahaprabhu, and big banana leaf spread, and put all the varieties of food there. Then he put tulsi manjari on it. Besides that, he also brought a big amount of Jagannath Prasad, also brought, and put separately. Do you understand? Jagannath Prasad has already offered to Jagannath. But whatever prasad, food he prepared, is not offered. Only Jagannath will eat. Why it will be offered? Mahaprabhu is Jagannath. He's Krishna himself. It's Krishna will eat. Why? There's no need of offering. Only tulsi manjari he put. But he put it separately. Then Mahaprabhu, finishing his bath, Madhyana Annikadi Kriya, came to Sarvabhauma's house, and Sarvabhattacharya washed his feet, then took him to the inside the room. Mahaprabhu saw all these nice preparations, and praised, and asked, within very short time, how could you prepare so many varieties? Mahaprabhu said, if 100 persons with 100 hearth, fireplace, cooking places will cook, then they will be able to cook so many varieties. But you are 2 persons. How could you prepare so many varieties in a very short time? You understand? Then Mahaprasad told Sri Manjari is there, placed. Then understood that it is already offered to Radha and Krishna. Then he said, all right, you are very fortunate. You have prepared so many nice plates, varieties of food for Radha and Krishna, and offered to them. And the nice scent is coming out. Radha Krishna has tasted it. So it is very palatable. I am very fortunate that I am getting the remnants of Radha Krishna. But it is not about remnants of... In this way Mahaprabhu praised. Then Mahaprabhu got a light. Now you take off the Krishna's asana. Please put another asana for me and bring another leaflet and give some prasad remnants. I will accept it. But Bhattacharya said, for whom it is cooked, he has inconceivable potency. So that inconceivable potency, it is cooked within very short time. And then he requested, please sit on this asana and eat from this leaf. No separate asana and leaf is needed for you. Mahaprabhu said, no, this asana is for Krishna. This is to be worshipped. Mahaprabhu paid dandavat. And this plate was offered to Krishna. I paid dandavat. Please make separate arrangement for me. Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. But he's teaching us. Then Bhattacharya was very intelligent. He said, anna pitha samana prasada. Anna khabe pithe basite kahamara. This anna, food is prasad, asana is also prasad. Do you understand? Because Krishna's asana is also prasad, and Krishna's anna is prasad. So, two types of prasad you will accept. Where is offense? There is no offense. Very intelligent. Do you understand? So when Mahaprabhu heard this thing, and this is not incorrect, this is based on Siddhanta, yes, this Siddhanta. Mahaprabhu was very pleased and praised Bhattacharya. Then he accepted, all right. Then Bhattacharya quoted a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11.6.46 verse. Tayopa jukta sragandhavas olankar sarchita uchishta bhojino dasastava mayam jayamahi. This is conversation between Krishna and Uddhava. Do you understand? Krishna was going to disappear. That was the period. So many disturbances were there in Dwarka. Uddhava could understand this thing. Uddhava was very dear devotee of Krishna. Then Uddhava, with much pleasure, offering prayers to Krishna and saying this thing. The malas, garlands, scents, garments, ornaments, whatever are offered to you, they are all your prasad. Do you understand? That is decorated in body, all prasad. So that is your remnants. Do you understand? And if we accept all these remnants, then we will be purified will be able to conquer Maya. So he quoted that verse. Bhattacharya said that this is prasad, all prasad. Then if someone will accept, then he will be able to conquer Maya, Krishna prasad. The Mahapurush saw so much, so many varieties of food, huge amount of food. Mahapurush said, I cannot eat so much. And Mahapurush is sannyasi. If sannyasi will eat so much, that will be objectionable. Then Bhattacharya said, all right, you sit and whatever you like, you eat. Then Bhattacharya said, Nilachale bhojana tumi karo bayana bar. Eko eko bhogero onno soto soto bar. In Nilachale Jagannath Puri, 52 times you are eating. 52 times, you understand? Every time, hundreds of plates, hundreds of big, big pots of food are offered and you eat everything. Dwarakate Sholasasra Maishi Mandiri. In Dwaraka, you have 16,000 wives, and in every wife's house you are eating so much. Astadasa Mata Ar Jadavera Hori. You have 18 mothers, from their house you are eating, and in every person in Jadava's house you are also eating. Boys, every house, two times you eat. So much. Govardhana Jagnya Anna Khaila Rasi Rasi, when Govardhana Puja was there, huge amount of you ate everything. Tar lekha. In comparison to this, what is this? It's only one, what do you say? One morsel only. One morsel. Why can't you eat? Why are you saying so much? Then Bhattacharya, with much humility, said, Tumi to Ishwara mohi khyudra jiva cha, ekograsa madhukari karho ungikar. You are Ishwara, Supreme Lord, I am most insignificant jiva. I have offered you this food, please accept it. This is only one morsel for you, nothing else. Hearing Bhattacharya, Mahaprabhu very much pleased, then sat down eating. Then at that time, Bhattacharya's, what do you say, son-in-law, joined, son-in-law, you understand, named Amogha, he was there, he was the husband of Bhattacharya's daughter. Bhattacharya's daughter's name is Sati, the Sati's husband, Amogha, was there. And Amogha was not a Vaishnava, non-devotee. He criticizes the Vaishnavas, then blasphemies are this. And Bhattacharya knows this thing. He was just loitering there to see how much this sannyasi is eating. Do you understand? But Bhattacharya was sitting there with a stick in his hand on the doorstep. That person does not come here. Do you understand? So Amogha was very much afraid. He was not going there, just loitering outside. So Bhattacharya just went to the kitchen to get some another variety. In the meantime, he came just to him. Oh, so much amount of anna this sannyasi is eating. He said that, and that means he blasphemed, ninda. Eti onna trupta hoy dosavara jano, ekala sannyasi kare eti bhukta. 10-12 persons will eat, only one sannyasi is eating so much. That Amogha said like that. Then Bhattacharya immediately came with a stick and chased him to beat him, and he ran away. Couldn't catch him. Bhattacharya couldn't catch him, ran away. But Amogha blasphemed Mahaprabhu. Both husband and wife, Bhattacharya and his wife, were very much distressed. Then they cursed him. Let him die, let our daughter be a widow. Yes. They cursed him. Then begged excuse at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Let person Dhammago blaspheme you, please excuse us. Then Mahaprabhu ate and went to his residence. But Bhattacharya, Sarma Bhattacharya and his wife, they didn't eat. They didn't take bath, didn't eat because that Amogha blasphemed. They fasted. You understand? If someone hears the blasphemy of Chaitanya Gosain, you understand? It's better the person who blasphemes, he should be killed. Otherwise, we should commit suicide and die. We hear such things. Then he said, all right, this is Brahmana. You understand? I am Brahmana, this body is Brahmana. That Amogha is Brahmana. Brahmahatya, those will be there. So it's not better to kill him, or we should not commit suicide. We should not see his face. This should be rejected. Such a personally, his blasphemy is Mahaprabhu, we should not see. We cut off his relationship, we should cut off his relationship with him. Then Bhattacharya told his wife, tell your daughter Sati, he should reject that husband. He is patita, he is now fallen. You understand? He is now fallen, he should be rejected. Tell your daughter to reject that husband. And that, according to Shastra, if husband becomes fallen, should be rejected, wife should be rejected. Hari Guru Vaishnava Dvesi, a person who blasphemes Hari Guru Vaishnava, he is patita, he is fallen, wife should reject him. You understand? Bhagavata, fifth canto says, na patiścca sa syat na mocejja samketa mrityu. That means, one who does not do Krishna bhajan, is not a devotee of Krishna. Do you understand? Who cannot protect his wife from the clutches of Maya? If such type of husband should be rejected, he is not a husband at all, na patihi. Do you understand? That Bhagavad says, So he quoted Bhagavata and said he should be rejected. His daughter should reject him. So Amogha fled away, but immediately got the punishment, Nindar for result, that diarrhea, cholera, was attacked by cholera. You understand? So that the just end of the hag end of the night he came and lied there. At the doorstep of Sarva Bhattacharya, vomiting and passing stool, cholera, is going to die. Einstein is going to die. Bhattacharya and his wife saw that Amogha is going to die. They are very much pleased, very good. Let him die. He got the result because he blasphemed Mahaprabhu. He got the immediate result. Very good. Let him die. But Gopinath Acharya, was there, he saw such the dying condition of Amogha. He went to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu knows everything, so Mahaprabhu inquired, what is the message? Then Gopinatha says, both Sarva Bhattacharya and his wife were fasting. They have not taken bath, not taken food, because their son-in-law blasphemed it. Now that Amogha is going to die, is affected by diarrhea, cholera, is going to die in a dying condition. Mahaprabhu is so wonderfully merciful, immediately came to Sarva Bhattacharya's house. Amogha was lying there, he's going to die, put his hand on his heart, chest, and said, Sahaja nirmalai brahmana hude krishnir vasitai yugya sthana. You are a Brahman. Brahman's heart should be very pure heart. This is a fit place for Krishna to sit. মাছ যে স্থান নালকে নিয়ে হবা সাইলা পরম পবিত্র স্থান অপবিত্র হলা ওয়াই ডু ইউ পুট সাট এনভিয়াসনেস ইন দিস হার্ট সচ এ হোলি প্লেস ইউ মেক কন্টামিনেটেড ইউ বিং ব্রাহ্মণ ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড সার্বভৌম সঙ্গে তোমার কলুষ হইল ক্ষেয় কর্ম সব ভুলে যাবে কৃষ্ণ নাম লো উঠো অমক তুমি লও কৃষ্ণ নাম অচিরে তোমার কৃপা করিও অমক ওয়েক আপ ওয়েক আপ and chant name of Krishna. All your sinful reactions are finished, destroyed. Along with Sarvabhauma, you get up, and chant Krishna, Krishna, take the name of Krishna. Very soon you'll get the mercy of Krishna. Daya, he's so merciful, wonderfully merciful. Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu excused his offense, and showered his causeless mercy upon Amogha. Immediately Amogha got up. All he was completely cured. He got Krishna Prema. He got Krishna Prema. Suni Krishna Krishna boli Amogha uthila. Treman maade matto hyana achitir. Immediately got up and chanted Krishna Krishna and became ecstatic and danced, chanting Krishna Krishna. Then fell flat at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and begged excuse. Then himself he slapped with his own hands. Oh, this mouth utters such filthy words. I'm blaspheming Mahaprabhu with his hands. Slap, continuously slapping. Went on slapping, went on. এই ছাড় মুখে তোমার করি নু নিন্দা নেই তো বলি আপন গলে ছড়ায় আপনে টু চিক্স সোয়েলড আপ সো মিনস লাভ হিস গোপীনাথ আচার্য কট হোল্ড অফ হিস হ্যান্ড হ্যাঁ স্টপ 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 স্লাপিং হ্যাঁ দেন মহাপ্রভু কনসোল্ড হিম হ্যাঁ ইউ আর রিলেটেড টু ভট্টাচার্য ভট্টাচার্য ইজ ভেরি ডিয়ার টু মি হ্যাঁ সো ইউ চ্যান্ট হরে কৃষ্ণ And then requested Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu requested Bhattacharya. He is a child, he is a baby. He is a child. Amogha is a child. He is a baby. He doesn't know what he does. Please excuse his aparath. You understand? Mahaprabhu requested Bhattacharya. Give up your anger. Please get up. Take bath. Take food. You understand? Unless you eat, I won't leave this place. I am sitting here. You go, take bath and eat. I am sitting here. Then Bhattacharya came with Dandavat. Then he said, all right, you need not sit here, Mahaprabhu. Please go, take rest. We are going, take bath and we'll eat food. Then Mahaprabhu went out. Gopinath, he told Gopinath, you stay here, you report me. If they take bath and take food, you report me. From that day, Amogha became a very dear devotee of Mahaprabhu, and every day he started chanting the name of Krishna. This is so wonderful, pastime of Mahaprabhu. So sweet and nectarian pastime of Mahaprabhu, bhojan lila. You understand? And if someone will, there is a teaching also, if someone will blaspheme Mahaprabhu or dear devotee of Mahaprabhu, he will get such punishment as Amogha got. You understand? This is punishment, danda. But Mahaprabhu is wonderfully merciful. Mahaprabhu excused him and gave him Krishna bhakti, even prema bhakti, Mahaprabhu. Because he was related to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is such a dear devotee of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu thought of, if I'll punish him, then indirectly this punishment will go to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya will be punished because he is his son-in-law. So Mahaprabhu excused him. You understand me? This is Bhakta Vatsalya. Mahaprabhu is so dear to his devotees. Mahaprabhu, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully munificent, wonderfully magnanimous. Such wonderful era. ଗୌରାଙ୍ଗୀର ମଧୁର ଲୀଳା ଯାହାର କର୍ଣ୍ଣେ ପ୍ରବେଶିଲା ହୃଦୟ ବିଶୁଦ୍ଧ ଭେଲ ତାର ସମାନ ଇଜ ଫର୍ଚୁନେଟ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହିଅର୍ ସଚ୍ ସ୍ୱିଟ୍ ନେକ୍ଟେରିଆନ୍ ଲୀଳା ଅଫ୍ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଇଫ୍ ସଚ୍ ସ୍ୱିଟ୍ ନେକ୍ଟେରିଆନ୍ ଲୀଳା ଏନ୍ ଟେଷ୍ଟ ହିଅର୍ ଏ ଫର୍ଚୁନେଟ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ହାର୍ଟ ବିକମ୍ସ ପ୍ଲେସ୍ଡ ଅଫ୍ ଅଲ୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ବିକମ୍ not fortunate. There is no bhakti sukruti. Cannot hear such sweet pastime, nilaza mahaprabhu. It will never enter into his ear. Those are no bhakti sukruti. You follow? Yes. We find so many. How many people are here? How many are here? Many people are coming. We see that they can't sit here, they can't hear. They get up and go away. They have no bhakti sukruti. They cannot hear such nice, sweet pastimes of Mahaprabhu, nectarian pastimes. And if they will hear, it is such benefit is there. Their heart will completely cleanse up all material thoughts accumulated from lakhs of lives. Heart will become purified, will get the mercy of Mahaprabhu, that Mahaprabhu is indiscriminately giving prema, prema bhakti. Amodha got it. And they can get it. But they are such unfortunate fellows. They have no interest, no attraction for this thing. So this is clearly a task. We have, it's time, I must go. Chalo. What benefit is here sitting here? Yes. Such unfortunate fellows. What to do? Mahaprabhu is offering. His wonderfully munificent, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous. He's offering all these things, mercy, but these people cannot accept, have it. Such unfortunate fellows, you see. Wonderful way up. Thank you. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Sumali.
Thing, it'll happen.
You understand? Wonderful, yes. So sweet, so nice. Mahaprabhu, yes. Madhur lila. Gaurangir madhur lila. Jar karne praveshila. Hrudaya visuddha velata. We are singing Nartan Das Thakur's songs. ଗୌରାଙ୍ଗର ଦୁଇଟି ପଦ ଦାର ଧନ ସମ୍ପଦ ସେ ଜାଣେ ଭଗବତି ରସୁ ଲୋଟସ୍ ପିଠ ଗୌରାଙ୍ଗ ଆର୍ ହୁଜ୍ ୱେଲ୍ଥ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଆସେଟ୍ ଓନ୍ଲି ୱେଲ୍ଥ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଆସେଟ୍ ହି ନୋସ୍ ଭକ୍ତିରସ ହି ନୋସ୍ ଦ ଭକ୍ତିରସ ଅଦରୱାଇଜ୍ ଗୌରାଙ୍ଗର ମଧ୍ୟ ଲୀଳା ଯାହାର କର୍ଣ୍ଣେ ପ୍ରବେଶିଲା ତୁମେ ବିଶୁଦ୍ଧ ହେଲ such sweet nectarian pastimes of Mahaprabhu if enters in the ear of some fortunate jiva, his heart becomes purified, completely pure. Great prem bhakti. Just example. Mahaprabhu is wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous, wonderfully munificent.
Are we excused? The offense of Amogha? We gave him Prem Bhakti. You see, gave him Prem Bhakti. Huh? Such a great offender he got. Huh? Why not you? Jaldish Pandit.
I ask myself the same question every day.
Because he is related to the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Do you follow? Yes. Related to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So Mahaprabhu excused him and showered his mercy on him and gave him prema. Mahaprabhu thought of, if I inflict punishment on him, indirectly this punishment is inflicted on Sarvabhauma. You understand? Because he is his son-in-law. So Sarvabhauma is very dear to me. How can you inflict punishment on him? So he
explained. You might say, well, what did Amogha do to achieve perfection? He didn't have to do anything.
Yes.
All he was related to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and that gave him perfection.
Yes. Yes.
In fact, he was offensive.
Yeah.
But he still got perfection.
Yes. So, Bali Maharaj related to Prahlad Maharaj, so he got.
So we can say we're related to our guru, we're the sons of the guru.
Yes.
And grandson of Srila Prabhupada.
Yes, that is the relationship, yes. You should understand.
My buddies at home.
Yes. Give up your material relationship.
Yes.
Develop this relationship.
Yes, you're my father and Prabhupada's my grandfather.
Yes, that is the only relationship. If you can develop and establish that relationship and give up material, then you will get. Otherwise, you're not giving up your material relationship and one hand is there and another hand is there. Stretching that hand, that side. This and this side. Putting legs in two boats. One boat here, one boat here. You'll be drowned. Finished, complete.
All little lessons.
No things. Completely. Establish yourself the spiritual lesson. Then you'll get. Definitely get. Yes. No doubt in it.
I'm trying so hard.
But those who are in between, stretching one hand there, another hand here, they cannot get. Because they are in between. Huh? Putting one foot in that boat, another foot in that boat, these people will drown in the mid-ocean. Give up. That thing completely attached to this relationship with Krishna. He gets the mercy.
You also saying in one class at Satana Goswami said that certain things we shouldn't see in a Vaishnava, his eating. What are the other things we shouldn't see in Vaishnava?
Now see, yes. His nidra arasya. His sleeping is some laziness, some issue, not see. As one sooner see the bubbles and dirty things in Ganges water. Ganges water looks dirty, do you understand? And bubbles are there, but pure water, emanated from the toes of Lord Hari. But outwardly, externally, bubbles are there and filth mud is there. The one sooner see the mud and bubbles in Ganges water. If someone sees and commits abharat, similarly one sooner see the sleepiness, or laziness, alasya, bodily deformity, anything of a Vaishnava or sadhu, sooner see. That is external things. If someone sees that, then commits aparadha. You follow? Yes. That is said.
So the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, how is it possible they cook so many things?
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, by whose inconceivable potency, for whom it is prepared? For whom it is prepared? By his inconceivable potency it is possible. Otherwise, Mahaprabhu said, if 100 persons with 100 higher places, 100 pots simultaneously engaged in cooking, they will not be able to cook.
So many varieties of food stuff in the source of time. How could you do it?
Just the time that he went and take bath and came back.
Came back. They put that. So many varieties. This is still Kansi Babu. Huh? Potency of Mahaprabhu. He says, for whom it is prepared? By his inconceivable potency it was done. We did nothing. We are just instruments. He answered like that. Such wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know.